Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of June 2016, and this is the 378th Mol Out Loud podcast. It has been a very chilly day today, with really cold winds. With the wind factor, it was about minus three when I got up this morning, and about three with the wind factor during the day, so pretty chilly. And in the afternoon I went to do some writing on my novel at the cafe, but it was so full that for quite a lot of the time I was sitting outside and really wrapped up. I love this weather. It smelt of snow, even though none fell down here. It was a lot colder on the mountain. There, with the wind factor, it was something like minus 18. So it was a chilly day, and it was quite invigorating being outside at the table. But I wasn't there for that long, and when I came back, I decided that I wouldn't go into the back room, which can be a bit chilly because it's where I sit is next to the window. So I've moved into my living room and transported my heater and my all my paraphernalia into the living room, including the setup that I usually take to the cafe, which I had taken to the cafe. I have a sort of kit, which is a 1950s university dictionary, which is really fat and which balances the iPad really nicely, and I have my keyboard. So I've set that up here at the dining room table, and it does feel quite snug. And my cat Boo has been following me. I got up early this morning for the verbal to visual webinar, and so I was almost sitting on the heater in the back room, and of course Boo came and joined me, and with his very, very noisy purr. And he's been following me and the heater everywhere except to the cafe. And I like being in front of it. I just have a bar heater, a radiator, because I really love the red glow, even though I know it's not very efficient. And I have a potato baking in the oven, which I think I shall eat after this podcast. I'm really looking forward to a creativity session with Michael Nobbs after that, and I think a baked potato is just right for today, and will put me in good stead for my hour with Michael. And it will be a very early bed tonight after my 4:30 start again today. But it has been a really lovely day, and I just thank goodness that it is. And I hope that you too, whatever you've been doing, whether you've been pottering or lying down or working in the garden. I know several of my friends have been in the garden today because the ground is so beautifully moist at the moment. So I do hope whatever you've been doing that it has been a good day for you. And if you're about to start it, I do of course hope that there is a good day ahead of you. Not only a good day, but of course a really good weekend as well. Whether it's reading or I don't know. I don't know what you're doing tomorrow. I do know that what I'm doing is going to the market and then going ringing at the cathedral and coming home. And I'm going to do some work on the letters that that I'm translating from German. I haven't been doing that for the last week. It's been a bit busy. And also, the other thing I really have to do tomorrow is do some more novel writing so that I can send something out. In fact, that is a higher priority, even though my mind is wanting to tell me to go to the letters. Thank you very, very much for listening to this rather strange ramble. I really, really look forward to seeing you on Monday.